This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq, an investigation continues into the cause of the crash yesterday of a Marine helicopter that killed all 31 U.S. personnel on board. Six other servicemen died in combat yesterday, making it the single deadliest day for American troops since the invasion 22 months ago. Insurgents bent on disrupting Sunday's election in Iraq staged a string of suicide bombings yesterday, killing more than a dozen Iraqis. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us from Baghdad. Anne, what is known about the helicopter crash?
The Marines were from the 1st Marine Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment, based in Hawaii. They'd been moved into Iraq specifically for the assault on Fallujah in November and had just been transferred further west to help provide security for Sunday's elections. Now, this area is part of the Sunni heartland, an area where insurgents are particularly active and where Iraqi security forces cannot be trusted. The Marines were being ferried in a Super Stallion. That's the largest and heaviest helicopter used by the American military. Sources say it was reportedly moving low and fast to avoid ground fire when it went down in a sandstorm.
Now, there are just 3 days left before Sunday's election. How would you describe the level of violence across the country?
While it's highest in the Sunni Arab areas, violence is now extending throughout the country, notably in the traditionally more peaceful Kurdish areas where voters are expected to come out in high numbers. American military commanders predict the violence will intensify still more as insurgents attempt new attacks aimed at intimidating security forces and dissuading citizens from going to the polls. Polling stations, usually schools, have been attacked. Election workers have been threatened, killed, and kidnapped. And insurgents are using a variety of means, everything from leaflets to mosques and the internet, to warn Iraqis not to vote. One message is, if Iraqis aren't hit on the day of the election itself, they're going to be followed to their homes and attacked later.
What are you seeing there on the streets in the way of security measures?
There are a lot more checkpoints. The borders are to be sealed, the airport closed, and cars banned on election day. In Baghdad alone, the 1st Cavalry has 5,000 more soldiers than usual. It's extended 3,500 troops who were supposed to have rotated out, and units from the 82nd Airborne have been brought in specially to bolster security efforts for the elections. Holidays and vacations for Iraqi security forces have been suspended, and to encourage them to stay at their posts, the government's promised an election bonus. Stepped-up patrols and sweeps have netted 2,500 suspected insurgents just this month, which brings the number of Iraqi detainees to more than 8,000. That's the highest in a long time.
And how are Iraqis responding to all this?
Well, I think most seem to applaud the measures, but they also create more tension because both Iraqi and American forces are suspicious of just about everyone at this point. And there are growing incidents in which gunners have fired at suspected car bombers only to discover afterwards the drivers were innocent civilians. There's still confusion about where people are supposed to vote. Polling places in many locations have yet to be announced because of security concerns. And all these security efforts have not eliminated a significant element of fear.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Annie, thanks very much.
Thank you.